But we welcome in our state senator, Mike Jacobson, first. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you.
It's good to have you in. You brought food today.
I did, after all the whining last week.
Is that what it was?
It's not whining. It's shaming.
No. I'm telling you what. No, it was definitely whining. And it wasn't just while I was here. No, I leave, and I'm going to work, and all of a sudden I'm hearing the whining. So I thought, okay, I'm bringing back food from Bridgeport, from the Greek
See,
festival.
It worked.
But you're just feeding into our childish antics here.
Well, if there was any apple pie left, I would have brought that. But we thought, okay, we're going to do this instead. So yeah, just so you know.
All right. So we'll try some of this Greek food here in a break or so. But you were up in Bridgeport then for a Greek festival.
We did. I used to go there every year. Years ago, I used to back in another life when I was working for another banking organization. We had a bank branch there and customers up in there, and that was always the highlight. They used to call it the Greek picnic, and now it's the Greek festival, and the Greek Orthodox Church in Bayard holds that every year as a fundraiser. And so you get roast lamb, or you get barbecued lamb, and in this case they had lamb, sausages, and I think it was the gyro meat on pita, so it was a pita bar. And then you had they had a bar with, of course, all kinds of orzo, and then you come back with the ladies do as a fundraiser, sell all of these Greek desserts, and so it's a little bit of everything in there. I brought you guys an assortment pack.
Okay. Right.
So it's a fun time, and saw a few people there from North Platte that were there as well.
Oh, good.
So it was a lot of fun.
You know, I just a quick aside, Bridgeport actually played in North Platte. It's Friday night.
Correct.
Against St. Pat's, and there's a lot of ties between North Platte and St. Bridgeport people. I mean, just in that school, there's like four or five families that have family directly in Bridgeport. So I don't know why that is, but there happens to be a lot of. So that doesn't surprise me that there was quite a few North Platte people there. So let's talk. Your letter to the editor this week is regarding taxes. I know we've talked property tax valuations,
yes,
but a little different here.
Well, yeah, what I was doing this week, I'm this next week here, or this coming week, on Thursday, I'll be in Lincoln meeting with the governor's first of their four working group meetings on property tax valuations. And again, we're just talking valuations, and as I think I've said in the past, you know, when you look at valuations, we're really trying to look at how do we consistently value property across the state, different types of property and different subclasses of property, and get it to where it's valued fairly. And then once the values are valued fairly, but then that all added together creates our tax base. And then that tax base then is what's used once we determine what all of the taxing authorities need for budgets. Then you basically take that as mathematically work it into your tax base to come up with what the mill levy needs to be to be able to do the taxes. So it really starts with trying to value properly, value properties consistently across the state and as fairly as you can. And so I did sit down with our county assessor, Julie Stinger, who's been in this job for many years, very, very good at what she does, very knowledgeable about the system. And so I wanted to just kind of walk through one of the issues that had always concerned me was our homestead exemption. I've gotten a lot of calls on the homestead exemption from people asking, you know, gee, I had the homestead exemption last year. Now I don't have the homestead exemption. It's gone. What happened? Why is that? Why did I lose it? So I thought it might be good to kind of walk through what constitutes qualifications for the homestead exemption. And so who's the people that qualify for a homestead exemption? First of all, you must be over age 65, or you must be a disabled veteran.
Okay.
So those are the two of the criteria to qualify for a homestead exemption. Then then it becomes both income based. So if you make over a certain amount of money, you no longer would qualify for 100% exemption, and then it as your income level goes up to a max for individuals is about $48,000, then you would be making too much to qualify for homestead exemption. So you could get you can no longer qualify if your income went up above the maximum. That would be prorated along the way. The other thing would be your home value. So there's a range. So what they do is they take the average value of a home in Lincoln County and or in all the other counties. Each county does an average valuation of homes in their county. Right now, Lincoln County, the average value of a home is about $158,000.
Okay.
So what you do to qualify as an individual, if your home is worth more than 200% of the average home plus $20,000, you would then...
You're within the realm of applying for that as long
you are.
Meet the other criteria.
But if you go great, if your home value is greater than 200% of the average home value plus $20,000, you get kicked out. You're no longer eligible. And then if you're a veteran, if you're a disabled individual, then that percentage is 225% plus $20,000. If you're a 100% disabled veteran, then you automatically qualify as a 100% disabled veteran. You have no income limit, and you have no home value limitation. Okay. However, you must be 100% disabled.
That's the key, because when you, that's hard to do, actually.
Yes.
So I can see why they did that. When you accept a disability coming out of the military, they give it to you in percentages.
Right. My concern there is I think we need to make some reform there. I don't think you should have to be 100% disabled to qualify if you're a veteran to qualify for the homestead exemption. So I'd like to see that lowered or at a minimum prorated based upon the disability.
Couldn't you prorate it based on your disability?
The other thing...
Every artilleryman comes out with about an 80% disability with hearing.
That's the problem, yeah. And so you've got... I've always felt that we've got to do more for our veterans, and this is another way to do it. One of the real concerns that I've had with our property tax system is we run into a situation where you have a couple that goes through their life, they buy a home, they take out a mortgage, they spend the next 30 years paying for their home, they ultimately get their home paid for, they retire, they have two Social Security incomes, they're living off of that and any retirement income that they had to supplement Social Security. And then one of the spouses passes away. As soon as that spouse passes away, they lose one of their Social Security income streams. And so then that creates a hardship. Meanwhile, at this point, if you happen to be receiving a homestead exemption, you run into a problem where if your home value appreciates to where you get kicked out of the homestead exemption, now all of a sudden you've got another hardship. And even if you didn't qualify for a homestead exemption, as you look at those home values going up, your property taxes are going up, and there are a lot of seniors out there today that their property taxes are more than what they were paying for their mortgage payment back when they were making payments on their home. Mm-hmm. So that fundamentally is creating a problem, and unfortunately it forces many elderly people and retirees to sell their home that they've lived in all their life because they can't afford it anymore because of the taxes. I think we need to look hard at that and figure out another way, whether that be freezing those values or something along that line to be able to cut a break for seniors. I also have a lot of concern about how ag land values are taxed. I brought this up the last 2 years in the body, and I'll be making this point on the working group because I'll be one of the few ag people that are serving on the working group. I believe Joni Albright, Senator Albright, will be the only other farmer senator who's on the on this working group, and everybody else is located in Lincoln and Omaha or in that area. And so what I look at with ag values is, as we all know, farms and ranches tend to appreciate at a greater value, particularly what we've seen over the last several years, because we've got investors that are going in and trying to buy land, farmland or ranch land, as a hedge on inflation, as a safe place to put their money. And we've seen significant competition for that. And so we're seeing a lot more non-farmer, rancher owners of farm and ranch land. Mm-hmm. And they will drive these prices up well above what I like to refer to as economic value. So it seems to me that once we go above the economic value, it's harder for farmers and ranchers to come up with those additional tax dollars, even though today we value, or we value for tax purposes, farmland and ranch land at 75% of market value, while we have other property valued at 90 to 100% of actual value. I do believe that that percentage needs to be lower, or we've got to work out the mechanism to where once we reach the full 100% of economic value, we freeze those values at those numbers. I know there's a lot of talk about doing it on an income approach. I don't have a problem valuing it on an income approach, but where's your baseline? Because the problem right now is farm and land property tax values and property taxes are too high. And so if you just simply switch to we're going to do it on income-based, but if we're going to do it on income-based based upon where the incomes are today and where the property taxes are today, we haven't really accomplished anything. We need to drive those prices, the cost of property taxes, lower for our farmers and ranchers. And we need to look at also on home values for seniors. Now, in the other cases, you look at your home and you say, well, gee, my home value property taxes are too high, and I agree. And that's where we need to be able to look at other sources, as what the legislature did this past year, more on the income tax rebate, providing more money for public schools to be able to have them back off on what their ask is for property taxes. But at least if we own a home and you look at your property valuation, the valuation is probably what you could sell the house for. In fact, in most cases, it's still less than what you could sell the home for. If you own a commercial business, you could probably sell that building. You certainly could not build the building, nor could you build your house for what its property for what it's assessed at. When you look at farmland values and ranchland values, we're well north of what cash flows would work. You couldn't buy a farm today or a ranch today, 100% finance it, and expect to generate a revenue from that farm or ranch to pay for the land. And that's where the fundamental differences are. So hopefully I can bring that message to the working group as well, and we'll see where it goes. The working group's going to meet 4 times before the session begins, so we've got the pre-meeting dates have all been set. I've cleared my calendar to make sure I can make all 4 of those meetings, and then there'll be a bill produced that'll come through the Revenue Committee. And that's one reason why there was one person on Appropriations, and then everybody else is on the Revenue Committee that were originally invited to be a part of this working group. And so I'm not on Revenue. I wanted to be. FYI, I'm giving some serious thought to potentially going to the Appropriations Committee in a couple of years. The more I've looked at this, the more I think that that's where the money is, and that may be a place that I need to ultimately look at. But that's very preliminary right now. Right now, I'm happy where I'm at on banking and on natural resources. There's a lot of places where I think I'd like to be able to serve, but you're going to have to pick and choose what committees.
Can't be on them all.
You can't be on them all. And you don't want to be on them all.
Right.
Trust me, you don't want to be on them all. So,
say, Senator Mike Jacobson, so when is the next one of these working sessions?
There's another one. It's on my calendar, but we'll do... I think the last one is in October, so we're gonna meet pretty aggressively. We'll probably meet each month now as we move forward. So,
okay. And then, what is the next big thing that you'll probably deal with in the legislature?
Well, that's really a good question. I'm getting a little concerned that I think a lot of us were hoping that we could come into this 60-day session with fewer controversial bills, but obviously, as you've read. The governor has made an appointment for a new head of DHHS, and I think the new director appointee has some interesting social media tweets and messages out there that have raised the ire of those on the far left, and so there has already been a pledge to fight his confirmation. I would tell you that I don't know. Once again, I've said this time and time again. When you're in the legislature, you need to know how to count. Okay, and it's great for someone to say, I'm going to stop this confirmation. But you know what? Unless you've got the votes, you're probably not going to get that done. And so I would suggest that that he will probably be confirmed. So I would also tell you that so we're going to deal with that, but that's going to mean some filibustering and some craziness again, because if someone digs their heels in and wants to say that we're not going to confirm somebody, then that confirmation thing could get drug out. I'd also tell you that the other thing is LB 575 is they'll be bringing that, which is places and spaces, and this would be biological men competing in women's sports, banning that, and then also designating restrooms, and that will have a lot of controversy with it as well. And so at this point, those would be two of the controversial issues that will be coming. But I'm sure we've got enough time between now and session to come up with some more controversy.
We got time till January.
We do. There's plenty of time to come up with some interesting things. But I guess my focus is still going to be we found several things as Joe's pulled apart a lot of the bills. There are some things that I see we need to do for cleanup. There's also I'm working on two or three bills right now that are not overly flashy, but it's just more things that we need to do to clean some things up. And of course, this property tax working group, I'm sure there will be a fairly comprehensive bill coming from that, and revenue, it'll likely become the revenue priority bill. And so I'm glad to be on the ground floor of really working through the details of that.
State Senator Mike Jacobson here with us. Well, thank you for stopping by as always. Do you have anywhere you're going this next week?
Oh, yeah. The most important question is where's are you going next that you can bring back more?
Well, here's the deal. This Saturday's Hershey Fall Fest.
That's right. Yep.
So that's another one of the big parades, and Hershey does a great job, as do all the communities, but I always look forward to Hershey and Sutherland. They do a wonderful job with their parades. It's close by, so we're going to head over to that. We'd like to stay later in the day, but we've actually got to go to a wedding in Lincoln on Saturday night, and then I think there's an air show I've been invited to at the Lincoln Municipal at the airport in Lincoln on Sunday. So we're going to do that.
Civilian or military or both?
I'm not sure.
Because that's also Air National Guard wing.
I knew there. The Air Guard was there, but it's an air show. All I know is it's an air show.
Good.
Yeah. So, and I've got free tickets. So I thought I hadn't
that
been
would
to
be
a,
fun.
I hadn't been to an air show for a while, so I thought maybe I'd try to get that in. So but it's going to be a fairly busy week. Otherwise, I've got to be in Lincoln on Wednesday. The governor has another, it's basically his banking and finance working group that's going to be meeting on Wednesday, and then this property valuation working group on Thursday. So I'll be gone quite a bit. Got board meetings today here in North Platte, and then I'll be around a little bit tomorrow, and actually going to Mullen tomorrow night for a meeting with the Hooker County Republicans have invited me to meet with them. And I would just encourage other groups out there that if you'd like for me to join your meetings, I'm open to any of the meetings throughout the district. Shoot me an invitation. If I can make it fit, I'll plan to be there.
Very good. State Senator Mike Jacobson, appreciate your time as always. Enjoy your week, all right?
Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the baklava and the other. It looks like the baklava is gone, but there's plenty there.
Oh, yeah. You waved that by me before anybody else got it.
And that's I